everyone. I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and this is Friends with Friends podcast, the one we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. And I'm friend with my friend, Vanessa.
Yes, everyone. I'm here. I'm the newbie watching this for the first time. I'm excited to be in season six already. It feels great.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's season six. And we are on the 137th episode, the one that could have been part two. So whenever there's two parts, I always feel like the storylines bleed into one each other, and they're supposed to. But like whenever we're discussing it, I'm like, wait, which part, what part started this part, and where did this conclude? It's hard.
It's hard to like stop ourselves because we have to look at our notes and be like, oh, wait. Never mind. That happened in the next episode. Yeah. So yeah, this is season six, episode 16, right, Jackie?
Yes. All right. So season six, episode 16. And yes, it premiered February 17th, 2000 with 25.89 million viewers. Vanessa, what went down?
Yeah. So the alternative Friends universe continues. Rachel decides to meet up with Joey after she learns of Barry cheating on her. Ross wants to do a threesome with Carol, and we meet Susan. Chandler and Monica hook up.
Yeah.
So a lot more happened, as we just noted. There's your recap.
We're concluding the storylines and everything that happened. So there's no intro.
Yeah. There's no intro and, you know, an intro scene before they start rolling the credits. We automatically go into the whole story.
Yes, but there is a new theme music intro. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, you have to watch it. It's funny. So they're in, you know, Monica is fat in this, even though she's not really fat, but she's bigger in the theme music. Mm-hmm. And then you have Rachel, you know, looking her Long Island housewife. And then you have, you know, Joey looking all, you know, Rico Suave, and then Chandler looking the little homie. But, you know, like it's a new theme song. It's a new, and I mean, same theme song. It's new theme. They're in the fountain. So it's cute.
I usually skip through him, and I don't know. The thing I noticed, I use HBO Max to watch it. And the thing I noticed with one of the other episodes, the Jill episode, was that I thought that was a part one and part two. I thought it was noted as part one and part two. But when I was looking online and I was looking at the notes, they were two separate titled episodes.
Yes, I know, even though it feels like part one, part two, and it is a part one, part two, but they don't actually notice it.
But I could have,
like this one.
I could have sworn that when I saw the title, I saw part of the title said part one and part two.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, wait, maybe I saw wrong because my vision isn't all that great anyway. So I couldn't
maybe
see.
Maybe you saw these episodes.
So let's start off with Ross. Okay. This is a pretty quick storyline. Ross meets Susan.
Yes.
Susan is a friend of Carol's.
Yes. Because he brings up the idea of spicing up their sex life. And so then they talk about a threesome. And then, she's like, yes, I got a list of women that, you know, they can bring into their threesome. And then they have Susan. And so, when she comes over, there she is. And did you notice Susan's hair? So when in the normal universe, Susan is curly hair. In this universe, Susan is straight hair.
I didn't notice that. So... unfortunately, and you know, Ross felt left out of the party basically. That's the end of Ross. This is the end of Ross's storyline in this alternate universe.
Oh my gosh. And I like how he goes to Joey for advice. He was like, you know, I felt like, you know, I was just there watching. Like, he's like, oh, did you hook up with both of them? No, I only hooked up with Carol. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And then he doesn't realize it until later when he is talking with Rachel that his wife's a lesbian. So they still come to the same conclusion.
It just kind of wraps up like, you know, his life wouldn't have changed at all.
Yeah.
You know, and we do see Cole Sprouse in this episode. He plays a son.
Yeah.
Ben, little Ben. So that's it for Ross.
Yeah.
Phoebe basically... doesn't, so in the last episode we find out that she gets fired.
Yeah.
The reason we find out she got fired, but she doesn't know, is because I forget who it was, Joey or Ross picked up the phone. Mm-hmm. Decided to withhold that information for Phoebe so she doesn't get another heart attack.
Yeah, she escapes the hospital room. Yep.
With the help of another patient.
I know.
And she goes to confront her employer. And they tell her, you know, you're fired, and she has another heart attack.
Yes. Yeah, so finally, like, then after that, she decides that she's not going to be a Merrill Lynch trader, any stock trader anymore. So, and then you see her at the end credits. singing at Central Park.
Yep. She's actually singing about having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it for them too. Those two storylines. Yeah. Should we take a break?
Yes, let's take a break and then we'll finish up Rachel, Chandler, and Monica.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, and we're back. So the other main storylines was Rachel, Chandler and Monica, Rachel and Joey, and Chandler and Monica. So my favorite out of these could have been were Chandler and Monica, because they kept them two together.
And you always kind of, you root for like Monica, who's, you know, who was made fun of her whole life.
Yeah.
So let's start off with Rachel. Yeah. Since we didn't really care for, well, I guess we kind of cared for Rachel's storyline, but not as much as Monica and Chandler. Let's start off with Rachel.
Okay.
So she ends up going over to Joey's apartment. She gets drunk.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go out well for her. Joey kisses her and Rachel wants to barf. Joey gets not offended, but she just feels like it's, oh, wow. Like, you know, he feels like, oh, you know, am I that bad? You know? So.
It's just.
So he,
And she actually like passes out. We see her the next day passed out on his couch. And so she didn't end up really cheating on her husband, on Barry.
Yeah, so, and he gives her a ring. He gives her a ring that he got from the set to show her that she is a good person, Barry did what he did. She goes home to find Barry.
Didn't know that he did what he did until she goes home.
And find that Barry cheated that same morning.
Yeah, so then she's broken up with Barry now.
Right.
Well, I mean, and you basically assume that they're broken up.
You assume, but then you find out, you know, that she confides in Ross to talk about their marriages and their struggles and stuff. And that's when Ross, as you mentioned, tells Rachel of the situation. And that's when she says, she's gay. You know, she's a lesbian.
Ross realizes his wife's a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. So that's what wraps up for Rachel.
Yes.
For Monica and Chandler. So Monica tries to be intimate with her boyfriend, but it fails. And, you know, she uses the tips that Rachel gave her, you know, to just go ahead.
We find out that she's a virgin.
And so she confides in Chandler and tells him about the fail, you know. But her boyfriend was really weird. He talked about really weird things.
Yeah,
and every time
awkward,
she tried to kiss him, and Roger. He just, like, left, you know. Roger, he wasn't totally into her.
You can see that too. He was just kind of like feeling, you know, it's like, I like when you can have like uncomfortable silence with somebody when you're like have a good friendship or relationship, and he was just one of those who like with the uncomfortable silence has to say something.
And so Chandler and Monica kind of like joke around about the possibility of getting intimate together.
Yeah.
And they decide to go for it.
They do. And then they enjoy it. And then they hook up. And then they, you know, want to continue it. And so I like that they hook up like not on, like, you know, before it was kind of not on purpose. You know, they're both drunk. And then on this one, it's kind of like, okay, they talk about it. So I like that they do the difference in that, you know.
Definitely, yeah. And wasn't there something about where he pages a doctor during the date where Chandler says he likes Monica?
Yes, he had to get the doctor out of the apartment so that he can confront her and say that I like you.
Yep, exactly. So that's a sweet storyline. And basically, their storylines end up the same.
Yes. Actually, let me point that out. So three of them end up the same. Rachel's no longer with Barry.
Yes.
You know, okay. So we know that. And that's the regular regular universe. And Ross realizes that that Carol's a lesbian. So they're no longer together. Mm-hmm. And so we still have the same conclusion with those two others. But I like that it's so blatantly obvious that Chandler and Monica hook up in this one. So we have three that are the same. Oh, four. Wait. Four, because we end up seeing Phoebe singing at Central Perk, and that's what she does now.
Yeah. So there pretty you go. Much.
Four.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. So basically, that wraps it up for these two alternate universe episodes. I had no favorite lines. How about you?
No, I mean, I just like that it's all wrapped up, and my favorite thing was Chandler and Monica.
Yeah, so that pretty much does it for us this time around. So what happens next?
Coming up in the next episode of Friends of Friends, Joey hires a fake twin and Ross shares his expertise, and we see the karate again.
So subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends of Friends podcast on Instagram. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.